And this is KFPW, AM 1230, Fort Smith. Joining us now, John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach him at 782-2527 with the announcement by former Governor Huckabee, of course, that this is the anniversary 33 years ago that Elvis Presley died. John and his heirs continues to receive a lot of money coming in because of the success even after death of Presley.
That's true. And I guess that means that Governor Huckabee is admitting that he's in the camp of those people who believe that Elvis is actually dead. But, you know, and we've seen the same thing with Michael Jackson, for example. You know, his estate, since he passed away, has collected several hundred million dollars, more than, frankly, it's doing better since he died than before he died. And those licenses and the royalties will continue for, you know, eons. So some of us, I guess, are worth more dead than alive. So, interesting story. I didn't realize this was the anniversary of his death. And, you know, that might be the biggest news event of the day. It's going to be kind of a light week in terms of major announcements. We do have some earnings numbers out this morning. They're interesting, one of them being from Lowe's, the number two home building store. And, of course, the reason that's interesting is because it gives us some insight into what's happening in that housing industry. And even though their sales were up about 4%, same-store sales were up about 1.6%, profits up about 10%, and we're seeing a trend of this, is that even though the numbers are up, the executives are saying, well, we're lowering our forecast and our outlook for the rest of the year. And they specifically said, quote, that there won't be any consistent improvement in demand until the labor and housing markets improve. And we continue to talk, Bill, here on the air over and over and over again, that it's about jobs. And they're wringing their hands and worried about the fact that we're beginning to see the full impact now of the expiration of the first-time home buyer's credit and the impact that that's having on housing. But the other thing we're seeing that's kind of an interesting thing and makes you scratch your head, we're seeing a lot of M&A, that's merger and acquisition activity. This morning we're seeing Dell Computer buy a company called 3PAR. That's only $1.13 billion. That's pocket change for Dell. But they're paying an 87% premium over where this stock closed on Friday. And then on Friday, we saw an energy company, a utility company in Houston, agree to be acquired by Blackstone. They're going to go from being a public company to a private company. And that was only about a $4.7 million deal. But the interesting thing was they agreed to pay $4.50 a share for a company that's only trading at $2.78, so about a 60% premium. So there's a lot of cash out there, and companies are looking for a place to employ it. It makes me a little nervous when some companies think that the best way to employ corporate cash is either buy back their own stock or go out and buy other companies at inflated values. It kind of reminds me of the way we got into the mess we were in the 2000 and 2001, which led to the busting of the technology bubble. But we will have some numbers out this week. Tomorrow we get a number on wholesale inflation, the PPI, the Producer Price Index. It's expected to be up slightly. But you're seeing a lot of talking, a lot of headlines about deflation being the risk and not inflation. And people may wonder, well, what's so bad about deflation? Because it means that prices of things go down. So, you know, the Fritos I buy this week will cost less than last week. Well, there's two problems. First of all, if you own something like a home that has a mortgage on it or a car that has a payment on it and the value of it goes down, the value of the liability doesn't go down. So your liability stays the same, but the value of the asset that secures the liability goes down in value. And then the real concern of the experts at the Fed about deflation is if people believe that prices will continue to drop, they won't buy anything. They'll say, well, we won't consume, we won't buy that refrigerator or whatever it is, because if we wait, the price will get even lower. So it's ironic that at the same time we're getting inflation numbers out this week, that a lot of the economists, including members of the Fed, are beginning to say the real risk to the economy is deflation, falling prices, not rising prices.
And, you know, special deals by restaurants, for example, and even high-ticket items, customers get used to it, and then the restaurant or the high-ticket retailer tries to go back to the normal price, and it's difficult because that customer stays away.
Well, and we've seen that, Bill, repeated over and over again, for example, in the auto industry, you know, with all the incentives and the 0% financing and the $3,000 rebates and all that kind of stuff, and so consumers get conditioned, and they just say, well, we're not going to buy it until the deal gets better.
And we'll hope it gets better.
Yeah, we hope so.
All right, John, thank you for joining us, buddy.